anytime we can get the running game going, it's a plus for me. It makes my job a lot easier, and it sets up so many other dimensions of the game plan. To be able to go in and run the ball consistently like we did, it's always a big boost.
Matt, how helpful is it, you know, you had the sub-screen touchdown to Randy and West Dyes, and you have run after catch. I mean, is that something that can really help a quarterback when receivers have room to roam after you give them the ball?
There's no doubt. I mean, when you can get the ball in those guys' hands, they're great athletes, and that's what they're here to do is make plays and break tackles. And so anytime you can get the ball in the receiver's hands with some space, and then you let them and their natural abilities take over.
Matt, you talk about the being Offensive Player of the Week.
I didn't even know until yesterday somebody told me, and I was pretty shocked, to be completely honest. And I really think it comes down to the team played really well, and it says a lot about us getting the running game going in the offensive line, because this game's definitely it comes down to 11 people playing together, and I think that's really what it is. It's more for the offensive side of the ball than anything else.
Matt, is that just the nature that you mentioned? It's a team game, but just the nature of your position. 1 week the team loses, people are calling for your job. The next week you win, your AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
That's part of it, I guess. You know, you got to take the good and the bad. And as a quarterback, you know, they're always looking at you, whether it's good or bad. So this week it obviously turned out on the plus side, and hopefully we'll continue that.
Matt, how difficult it is to prepare for St. Louis? You got what they did early in the season, which is not much, and what they did the last 2 weeks.
Well, they're playing great football right now, and we're on a short week, and we've done the best of our abilities to catch up. And they're a good team, and we're preparing hard and getting ready.
What do you see from them?
They've got a great front four with Little and Long. They've got active linebackers with Witherspoon and Draft. Chavis is obviously an experienced safety, and their secondary is playing really well, and their scheme's been really effective the last few weeks and throughout the season, really. So we've got our work cut out for us, and we just have to prepare to the best of our abilities and get ready to go.
Matt, are you still leaning on Tom at all for advice, and have you been in contact with him recently?
I talk to Tom usually once, twice a week, and I always lean on him for advice, and he's always there for me.
Is he frustrated with the problems he's been having with his knee and trying to get better and trying to, you know, get everything back on track?
We don't really talk about his injury situation much, to be completely honest. Well, it's more football oriented. So in terms of injuries or anything like that, I think it'd be best suited if you probably went to him about that.
What's the most helpful thing he said to you?
Excuse me?
The most helpful thing he said to you along the way?
You said just be yourself, you know. Don't try to do too much, and don't take the weight of the world on your shoulders. Just try to go out there and execute the offense, and then move forward, and you'll get better week by week.
How difficult is it to take one positive performance like you had last week and translate it into another positive performance this week in this league?
From 1 week to the next, everything changes from who you're playing, the defensive scheme, and so you just try to build on the things that you did well and then correct the things that you did poorly in the game, and then move forward from there, and hopefully you just continue to get better and better and better as you move forward.
Is there one particular area that you're really locked in on trying to get better at?
There's a number of different areas, and I mean, I could go in. I don't really want to go into specifics, but there's constant things that you have to work on, and I don't think as long as anybody plays this game, you never master it, because there's so many things that are always changing.
And there's a couple reports that Tom had yet another surgery. What's your reaction to that?
I really don't know, like I said, the status of Tom from an injury standpoint. All I know is that when I talk to him, he's in high spirits and he sounds good, and he says that he's recovering well.
Matt, I know you said you don't want to go into specific areas, but last week in one area, was down about 6 sacks. That's something that you're working on. What can you guys do to kind of limit the sacks so far?
I think from a quarterback standpoint, I need to do a better job of probably throwing the ball away when I need to. And, you know, there's times where I'm trying to let the play develop downfield, and if I'm standing in there too long, then I just need to learn when that time clock goes off and just throw it away. And so that's an area, of course, that I can help the offensive line out with. Obviously, those sacks, a lot of those sacks aren't on them. They're on me, because whether it's I'm trying to scramble around, make a play, or do something like that, and that's just something that I'm getting a little bit more used to as I go forward, instead of knowing that sometimes the defense is going to have the right play called against us, and I just have to throw the ball away and take the loss and go from there.
Tom would often Tom would often talk about moving around in the pocket. Is that another thing that you're still getting a feel for, is moving around in that pocket?
Yeah. I mean, you always try to work on little things, and I think moving around the pocket is something that your comfort level is continuing to grow and everything like that. And so you want to be able to move and make plays happen.
Is this an impossible thing to work on in practice?
Not really. I mean, we constantly work on moving in the pocket and moving around, and it's...
I'm talking more about the internal clock, knowing when to get rid of the ball, that thing.
It's a little bit more difficult because you don't have that constant pressure of the rush coming at you, and really when the game speed kicks in and you feel those guys and you start to move around, then that's really where you start to learn and feel it. So hopefully we continue to grow in that area.
Has it been Jonathan Screenell who worked with the offense a little more this week?
He's been working with the offense the last few weeks, and he's a good player, and hopefully he'll continue to build on his performance and go from there.